The Lord's blessings and peace be with you, dear family. Today is Tuesday, July the 28th, 2015. Please pardon me for not getting a message out last night. I collapsed in fatigue. The Lord said I could go to bed, so I went to bed. But I'm back today, all bushy-tailed, and He's given me a message for today, so we're not going to skip a beat here. First of all, I'd like to fill you in on a few things. I came into prayer and the Lord said, steady your heart, my love. Well, we have a couple people that are a thorn in my side. Oh my gosh. One gentleman in particular who drives me up the wall. And I've been wanting to, you know, just block him from our sight, but I just didn't feel to do that. Today I pulled up all the remarks that he'd left, and I answered, I think, three or four of them, saying that, you know, I don't talk about the gospel, and, well, you know how people can be, right? Not go into all the details of it, but it was very provoking, and I guess I got my ire up, although I'm not at all Irish. I got my ire up, and I answered him scripturally. But not without a little bit of passion, I might say. And when I came into prayer and the Lord started dancing with me, He was so funny. When He went to embrace me, steam came off of His body and He jumped back and He said, "Whew, you're hot." And every time He went to take my hand to dance with me, steam would rise off of His body and He'd go, "Whew. You're really hot, my bride." I mean, like physically hot, like hot under the collar, you know. He kept doing that and kept teasing me about it. And he was so very present to me in our really special time. And he was very amused, actually, by me getting so passionate about things. He was really amused by that. But after a while, he talks about that person here in this message. After a while, he got quiet. I could feel some deep, deep grief in his spirit. He was hurting. He was really hurting. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is he hurting over now? Have I done something? What's going on? Is it the world? Again, you know, what is it? So that's the history behind this message. And when I come to those parts, I'll go ahead and refer back to this introduction so you can connect the dots. The Lord began, steady your heart, my love. Oh, Lord, these people make me so angry. And what do you care what man thinks? But look what he's missing out on. That's his choice, Claire. He's hardened his heart. Only I can repair the damage he's done to it. Only I can do it. Okay, but nice try. Keep praying for him. Then he's not a troll? No, he's not, just very misgiven, very wounded, and very stubborn. I had to look up misgiven because I wasn't sure what he meant. And it says, of a person's mind or heart, misgiven, a person with doubts, apprehensions, and forebodings. That's what misgiven is. I thought, wow, yeah, he seems to be really fearful about things. That was one of his criticisms of our channel, is that we weren't scriptural enough. And even though when the Lord speaks, he studs every sentence with scriptures. I mean, it's all over the place. But some people cannot see that, or they're not familiar with the scriptures, so they don't pick up on it the way they should. And that was one of this gentleman's criticisms. Anyway, he said, nice try. Keep praying for him. After I had looked up misgiven, the Lord said, but I will touch him. Just keep praying. Oh, thank you, Lord. For some reason, my heart goes out to him. And Jesus replied, I've placed him on your heart. I appreciate your prayers for him. Well, did you have something else you wanted to talk about today, Lord? My heart is aching. Why? You know why. Truly, that's the reason? That's enough to make your heart ache? Indeed it is. And what he was talking about here is we've got a couple of people who have needs, and I've tried to reach out to them to give them a donation because the Lord told me to. See, normally we have enough, just enough to cover our needs, but every once in a while, the Lord sends us something extra. And when he does that, we're on the lookout for those people that is targeted for. And he tells us that there's going to be a need coming up. He points it out to us. So we set that donation aside just for that person. And there have been two people like that in the last week that I have wanted to reach out and give him a donation from the Lord because he asked me to do it. I mean, this is my mandate to do this. And they would not respond to me. And that was really hurtful. I thought, well, what's the deal, Hunk? Why aren't they responding? Well, this is what's been troubling the Lord today. This was what he got very quiet and sullen, not sullen, but very quiet and obviously grieved about. He was very grieved. Anyway, he went on and he said, "Men do not wish to receive goodness from my hands. They're so wrapped up in themselves, they cannot open their hearts to me, as if it were shameful to receive blessings from me. Their unbelief and rejection wounds my heart deeply. They can receive from man, they can receive from the government, but they cannot receive from me. And the roles have been subverted in society. Satan has deliberately put the government in the position where the church should be. When I send you a donation and tell you what to use it for, and they reject it, they're playing into Satan's hands. They are so wrapped up in themselves, they cannot see my hand graciously extending a blessing, the blessing I meant for them, from my heart. That hurts me terribly. This is how the church is to function. The man who has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and he who has food is to do likewise. You've hurt me, children. This is a functioning body of Christ, and I expect to see charity extended graciously to those in need. And of course, I expect to see you receive it with a grateful heart. Rejecting it has wounded me." I wondered why I'd been so upset and grieved with these two, Lord. I have allowed it to expose attitudes that are not pleasing to me and have no place in the church because they violate the Gospels. That should be plain to anyone. You are my hands, my feet, my side. When one lacks, your hands and feet must rush to their aid quickly. When my side, that is my heart, aches, your heart should ache as well. This is how you know you are part of the body. Do not the hands assist the body in putting on sandals? Does not the mouth bring nourishment to the entire body? You receive from the mouth, can you not receive from my hands? At this present time, your abundance is supply for their need, so that their abundance also may become a supply for your need, that there may be equality. That's 2 Corinthians 8. Lord, forgive me. I just don't understand how you can be so grieved over this. It's a sign of pride, the kind of pride that defies God and quenches the Spirit. Now do you understand? How does it quench the Spirit? Forgive me, Lord. I know I'm dense. You are indeed, my love, very dense indeed. Silly Claire, my spirit reaches out his hand to give a gift, and his hand gets slapped as if to say, "I don't want your gift." Wouldn't you be hurt if one of your children did that to you? Lord, I'd be crestfallen. Exactly. That's what you're feeling in your gut right now. That's the source of your grief. My children, I want you to take a lesson from this. If I give you a gift, do not presume to reject it. If I give you a gift, it is because I believe you deserve it and you need it. You have been faithful to me, and now I wish to bless you. I have seen your suffering. I've suffered with you. Don't you know that your lack hurts my body? Don't you rush to comfort one of your children when they're hurting? How would you like to be pushed away, saying, I don't need you, I'll be fine on my own? How would you like that? Don't you know what that does to me? Can you understand? You are all part of one body, my body, and I expect all of you to come to the aid of each other when there's a need. I also expect you to accept it graciously, because it is truly from the hand of God. There's so many gifts I want to give this body, but they must prepare their hearts to receive them. They must be humble, meek, gracious, and thankful. There's no room for arrogance or pride. Don't close your hearts to me, my brides. Open your hearts, open your arms, and your hands to me as well. Allow me to be the spouse that provides for you when men fail you. I'm also training this vessel in charity and administration. These two are my gifts. How can she exercise them when she's rejected? All of you need to humble down and be gracious in giving and in receiving. I want to see a continued exchange of grace here, no matter what form it comes in. Whether it be prayer or resources. I have brought all of you here together because of your love and to strengthen it. I expect you to move in love towards one another, both in giving and receiving. Please do not nurture the leaven of pride on this channel. Be examples of meekness and thanksgiving. And for the rest of you, I say the government has stolen the golden treasure of giving to the poor from you. The poor are my special treasure, and they suffer things you have never suffered. I designed my church so that the abundance of one would repair the lack of another. But Satan has stepped in with his counterfeit and taken from you the graces you could have had by your charity. In all things, I want you to resemble my Father, who sends rain on the land of the good and the evil as well. Bravo for those who have found other ways to give. Good for you. But I say to the rest, the poor are your opportunity to become perfect, even as my Father in heaven is perfect. Do not frustrate that opportunity by handing it over to the government. Many of you will disagree with me on this, but you know very little beyond what you can see. You do not see, as I see, the entire lives of the poor. So do not ever speak against them, lest I allow you to live in their shoes. To offset this harshness, I say, I love you tenderly, and I wish with all my heart that you follow in my footsteps and abandon the thinking of men. Love one another as I have loved you, and by this all men will know, truly, you are my disciples.